We are roasting all your TikToks. Welcome to number one. Well, we are lovingly roasting all the Queen's TikToks because I want you all to win. And I know that you guys want the straight talking from me because you want to win. And you don't want any of this fluffy generic advice. So let's dive in with the beautiful Jade. So before we dive in, I posted a video asking who wants me to roast their TikTok and 690 of you commented. And obviously we can't do 690 TikTok roasts, though we could try, we can attempt. But if you are wanting me to do an in-depth private 10-minute screen recording of me telling you exactly what you need to grow your TikTok, head to the link in my bio. And sneaky little discount code for all my TikTok girlies, use the code TikTokAudit. Don't tell my boss, I got you. Okay, welcome to Jade's beautiful profile. So I love your profile picture. It's great. It's outside, which is like the vibe of your account. It looks like you're on a run. In your username at the very top up here, it's the best way for people to find you in the search results. So what I always recommend is having your name and then the like tall dash, tall L, tall I, and then like whatever your category is that you want people to find you. So let's talk bio. So this is what she has right now. Your bio is the most important piece of real estate for actually converting followers when you start getting really great views. So I always recommend you should break your bio down into three lines. So the first line should be your niche, the second line should be your content categories, and the third line should be your call to action. So this at the moment is just about getting followers. And then once you have like a freebie download or a low ticket offer, that can become that here. So I would say that Jade, your three content categories are like fit checks. So you, whether or not you want to put it like make it broader than just fashion, but I would say fit checks is like fun. Gym girl life, or down here I've put lifting, depending on what you prefer. And then I think you should fully lean into run rants. Okay, so I'm going to break down your content strategy for you. So you have this great location for recognizability on your TikTok. Let me find another one for you. Here, this like driveway thing, I don't know if it's your driveway. And the only thing I'd recommend you doing is that you find a way to have the sun on your face, or like the light on your face. I'm not sure if you're filming in front of a garage or your car or something, but just like tweaking your angle a bit so that you can see the like, you're always filming in the same location, but there's more natural light on your face. So you're going to film three videos every time you go to film your content. It's going to be so easy for you. The first one's going to be a fit check. You get really great views on your fit check videos. Or if you don't want to do a fit check, it could also be like sharing something like some other product that you're using for your, like your running journey that's really been great and been helping you. Number two, you're going to do a rant. Your rants, like you are so sassy and fun in terms of your personality, and your rants come across so well. So I encourage you to either rant, this is your story and soul content, so either rant or you can share something that's relatable. There was another video you did, this one, where this was also super relatable. So many women like commented on this, created really great conversations. So it doesn't, if you don't want to do a rant, it could also just be something that's relatable that's going to connect with your audience. You're going to do your trending audio while you're on your run. That's going to be something super hooky that's going to make people stop the scroll. I can tell you're doing so many things well, and I can tell that you're fully showing up committed to making this something that could be really great. You could easily have 10,000 followers in the next month. You have all of the recipe for success in terms of your vibe, your personality, the way you create content. And it's just tweaking a few things that you're doing and then going all in on the things that are working really well and that are landing really well for your audience. And everyone go follow Jade. I'm saying it now. She will 100% have 10,000 followers in no time. She's going to blow up. It's going to be amazing. If anyone else wants an audit, go to the link in my bio and stay tuned for number two.